It's time to talk that talk, and we talk it like no one else.
This is The Stinking Truth.
Now, here's your host, Mark Schlereth.
Hey, welcome into the Stinking Truth Podcast. Time for the leftover show, the game I just called between Detroit and Arizona. Mike Evans, Mark Schlereth, how are you guys doing? Mike, how are you doing?
I'm doing great, and I was really happy that you were able to call this game. I know that you were concerned that you were going to get on the plane. Greg Olsen would be sitting there in your first class seat, and you'd have been bumped to another game. But fortunately, you got what was really a good matchup, and we learned a lot about Detroit, didn't we, Mark? I think, you know, how are they handling being considered a favorite this year, a bit of a front runner? They lose that game at home. How would they respond? They sent a pretty emphatic message, I would say.
Yeah, they really did. Even though they didn't score a ton of points, I thought they played a game that was congruent with who they wanted to be and what they want to be. And that is the mirror image of their head coach, Dan Campbell. They want to be physical. They want to be bullies. And that's exactly what they did. And, you know, it was interesting because Dan Campbell talked about being the hunted. And we're a good test for every team right now. Mm-hmm. Like, teams look at us and go, if they can do it in Detroit, that can be us. And I think Arizona looked at Detroit that way. Like, hey, if they can do it, that can be us. And Dan Campbell told me, hey, listen, when we were 3-13 my first year, my second year, we were 1-6 before we went on a run, if you remember. And he goes, we were at a point where we threw the kitchen sink at people, like key breakers. Like, we're just trying to figure out how we're going to get a win. What can we do? And he goes, that's exactly what we ended up doing. And that's exactly what we're getting. We're getting people's best shot. We're getting the kitchen sink. Are you prepared for this? We're getting things that are schemed that you haven't seen. That's kind of the way things are going. And I love the fact that, you know, that you ask him last week, goes, they in that Tampa game, you guys went 7 red zone trips. You only had 1 touchdown. Like, you know, what's the issue? And he just flat out comes out and tells you, like, bad balance on my behalf, like trying to establish a run game late when I didn't establish it early as a coaching staff, like our mistake. I guarantee you this is going to be one of those games where our running backs are going to, like, I made our running backs start getting IVs early in the week because I said, this is a game where you guys are going to get the ball. And they came right out first drive. David Montgomery just absolutely pounded the rock in and out. I mean, that's what they did. There was great attention to the run game, a great focus. The other thing I thought they did exceptional job of is they played this whole game in, you know, and I got my little chart here, but they played this whole game, Mike, in either an extra offensive lineman or 2 tight formations. And they basically said, man, we are going to eliminate some of your exotic blitz schemes and some of the exotic stuff you do with Buda Baker in nickel formations, also in nickel formations where you start moving your linebackers and everybody becomes a potential. Your outside guy who's normally an edge becomes an inside guy. Your inside guy becomes an outside edge rusher, you know. And so all of a sudden it becomes tough to ID guys and say, hey, this guy's in this gap. This guy's in this gap. This guy's playing linebacker or this guy's playing rush end. And, oh, what Buda Baker? Is he a safety? Is he a will linebacker? Is he a middle linebacker? Is he playing, you know, the nickels, you playing deep? Like, we're going to eliminate some of that confusion for us by getting into heavier first personnel groupings, heavy formations, and making you play basically base the entirety of the game. And they did that. When you play base, I'll tell you what ends up happening. You don't have all the exotic blitz schemes that you normally have. And they played Arizona that way, and I thought it was incredibly effective. And, of course, now it's going to be something. Washington comes in there. I'm back in Arizona this weekend. Washington comes in there after watching that film and saying, okay, like, that's a good way to combat all the crazy things that Arizona does on defense. And they're really good on the defensive side of the ball doing that stuff, Mike.
Any leftovers, any little nuggets from all your Detroit preparation that you didn't get to during the broadcast that you found interesting that maybe you'd like to share with Lion fans right here?
Yeah, you know, I think there's a couple of things. I think one, like, Jared Goff is an incredible player. He didn't play really great football against Tampa, but they have this unbelievable belief in him. And so there's a couple of things that I want to tell the fan base. I know there's a lot of fantasy football owners. You know, you live in Detroit and you hire, you know, you get into your fantasy leagues and you draft a bunch of Detroit people, and now you're like, Jameson Williams is really like that dude, study on it, understanding it, explosive. We know about Amon-Ra St. Brown, but a lot of people were concerned about Sam Laporta has not really produced. And so one of the things that was evident when I watched the film is Sam Laporta's not running a bunch of routes that are going to stress his hamstring, because his hamstring was a problem during training camp and he missed a bunch of time. So early in the season, Sam Laporta was running little hitch routes, little spot routes, just, you know, in zone right over the center, just spotting up at 8 yards. He's running a bunch of underneath routes, holding the defense, holding the linebacker, holding the second level defenders, and trying to open up things behind him. Last week was the first time he ran some deep overs. He ran the low cross. He ran the seam route, right? So he started to open up his route tree. Then he hurt his ankle early, and then it kind of closed off again. So, like, his hamstring, it showed me that his hamstring was healthy last week, and he's opening up they're opening up his route tree. So as long as that ankle heals up, he should be producing yardage here soon.
Message to Cardinal fans, and again, you're going to be doing another Arizona game, but I think the sense was this was a chance to kind of show that maybe they're ready to go to another level. What's the takeaway when they don't come up and meet the challenge?
Yeah, well, I mean, I think number one, what they've been doing is really running the ball exceptionally well. And then off of that, they got a lot of one-on-one looks, and Kyler Murray tore people apart. Kyler Murray made some really bad decisions in that game. Threw into double coverage several times, had a couple of play pass things where they're running basically one receiver's running a post, the other guy's coming across the field running a high cross or a deep over route. Same thing, high cross, deep over. But like the safety's playing deep, and it's a pretty easy read. If the safety pulls up on the deep over, you throw the post. If the safety goes deep with the post, you throw the over. And they were open two times in a row, and he chose to throw the deep ball. Now they were down by 10 points, but he made a couple of really bad decisions in that game, things that I hadn't seen him really make in the first two games when I studied him. So, you know, those are things he's got to clean up. That's on him. But the connection between him and Marvin Harrison Jr. is exciting. But it really comes down to they've got to be a balanced football team. They've got to take that pressure off of him. They've got to run the ball. And when they do that, you know, that offense really opens up for them. So it's something they've got to get back to. Like I said, I thought he made some bad decisions, but a lot of the bad decisions were created by Detroit basically playing a more physical style than them up front and handling Arizona's run game.
All right. And so you got Arizona coming up again this week against Washington.
Against Washington, yeah.
Good matchup.
It should be a really good matchup. All right. Okay. For everybody involved in the Stinking Truth podcast, for Mike, I am Mark. We thank you guys so much for listening to The Leftovers. You know, we'll be a little bit more in depth. We got caught up on time this week, but next week we'll be a little bit more in depth on that. So for Mike, I am Mark. We'll talk to you guys later on in the week.